There were original figures floated around prior to my involvement of something in the region of £8 million. And for various reasons, those offers weren't accepted by the board at that time. The contracts which were then negotiated, one was for the sale of the ground and the other was for the development of a new stadium at Nunnery Way. Now, because of the considerable delays in that new stadia development, 3 years has now transpired and there will be capital gains tax payable on the book profit of the sale of that St George's Lane. I think to renegotiate the contract, to recognise that circumstances have changed substantially, and to try and give us more support so that we can have the confidence to move forward as a football club. And what we have to remember is it's not only a football club, it's a limited company, it's a business, and directors have a responsibility to shareholders at the end of the day to act responsibly. And if we can't see a way forward, then I'm afraid the writing will be on the wall for the club. And we want to think out of the box, if you like, to use a footballing expression, and not just let a very valuable resource to the city just wither on the vine, because it would be a great shame. And if both of those parties were to show substantive support, then the directors of the club would have a far greater appetite to get behind the project. There's no great rush to make the wrong decision, but frankly, the key date for us is the 13th of June, which is when when the second tranche of money is no longer in our balance sheet, if you like, because it makes the club insolvent. I mean, it's an insolvency event, in my view.